Chris Mancini is joining us today, Executive Director of Save the Harbor, Save the Bay, who has worked for many years with many groups to make sure that water is acceptable. And Chris, we're here today to talk a little bit about your group, but also about the B-plus rating, I guess, on the Water Quality Report Card. How are you?
Great. I love that phrase, very acceptable. that's perfect.
Absolutely. A matter of fact, according to the report card for last year, almost 90% of the time it was acceptable, right?
Almost 90% of the time it was great. Yeah. You know, Wollaston Beach is interesting. It's a very consistent beach year in and year out. A lot of the beaches spike up and spike down with rainfall, especially. Wollaston's been very consistent over six or more years. And I think only looks like a little, you know, maybe pales in comparison just ever so slightly to what we know are the cleanest urban beaches in the country over in South Boston. But yeah, the six-year average for Wollaston's an 87%, a solid B+. Last year, 88%. We've had a really great stretch of weather the past couple of days. And I was talking to some folks trying to get a handle on, I live up on the North Shore, but you know, what do people feel about Wollaston Beach? And you know, one person said, we go to Nantasket for swimming and Wollaston for walking. But I don't know. Wollaston Beach is, water quality-wise, is doing very well.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you pointed out the weather, because that really is the deciding factor, right? Is if there is a heavy rainfall, it's the old 24-hour rule of thumb, right? Give it a day before you get back in the water.
It's a great rule of thumb, even here in Boston, where we've got this amazing environmental cleanup story. And another interesting kind of point, you know, if you go farther to the north or farther to the south on Wollaston, you're gonna, if you really dig into the data, you see much better results. So down like at Rice or up by Milton Road, as opposed to right there in the center where the piers and the yacht clubs are, they tend to have the outfalls, and you get a little more concentration there.
Right. So is that kind of the main source of contamination still, is runoff from stormwater?
Yeah, you know, we've done, you know, I always bring it back to the Boston Harbor cleanup, to Deer Island Sewage Treatment Plant, which, you know, does a fantastic job taking all of our all of the stuff we don't want, and cleaning it out, sending the clean water out into the bay, and you know, making productive use of the solids. But yeah, when you do get some of that higher runoff, you know, we do live in a dense urban areas, and you do have contamination that's going to make it in. These sewer systems are in constant need of maintenance, which our sewer commissions do a great job of. But you know, it's miles and miles and miles of pipes. So yeah, you get a rainstorm, you will see a little spike often.
Yeah, we talk a little bit about the whole testing process. I know that's an area that you've been critical of, because it's really hasn't improved much over the years, and it's kind of a delayed information that's posted, right?
Well, you know, I guess critical might be technically right, but you know, the testing process is great, and really shows us what the overall health of the beaches are, and we're all working with what is available. You know, until someone, I've just been given a real tease of a bit of information from somebody saying they know about a rapid test for Enterococcus or E. coli, and you know, we're going to start looking into that. Does this exist and someone's keeping it a secret? Is it just wildly expensive? But Right. Yeah, the tests that we've been using since I was in ninth grade and probably before are 24-hour tests. You got to drop the little droplets of water on the agar, then you got to count the bacterial colonies that grow up. Same thing anybody did in AP bio or ninth grade bio. And yeah, you got to let them grow. So it doesn't so much help us with, can I swim today? Right. Which is why we use the 24-hour rule. And again, this, you can look at the historic data, and the Department of Public Health has a terrific new, as of last year, interactive website. You can go to it, I just searched DPH Beach Interactive. It's a pretty long mass.gov site, but you go there, you click Quincy, you can pick your testing site, which part of the beach you want to know about, and you can look at last year's data, you can look at this season's data, and you know, get a sense of what the trend is.
Right, exactly. And I guess it's good also is to check with the lifeguards that day, because they'll have the most recent information if you don't, right?
Yeah, again, they're going to have the yesterday's information.
Right.
exactly. Yeah, that's the most recent.
Yeah, there is that delay, unfortunately. So if you hear about that rapid test, give me a call because we want to
Gosh, you know
get
what?
you
I'll be
back
down there
on.
doing it myself if I find I'm going to be so excited.
And to be fair, the city health department uses the same process for the city beaches, so I mean,
Exactly.
there
You
is
know,
no other way.
it's exactly. It's required by the state to test beaches weekly or daily, depending on the quality. And so whether the city owns the beach, then they're doing the tests. If the state owns the beach, they're doing the test. Often they're using the same labs or similar labs and doing the best with that.
Sure. Let's take a little step back, if we can, for folks who aren't aware of what Save the Harbor, Save the Bay is, Chris.
Yeah, sure. You know, we were coming up on our 40th birthday,
Wow.
2026. We're really looking forward to that. I'm just slightly older, but you know, the Boston Harbor, if people remember the Bush Senior and Dukakis duking it out, and you know, blamed Michael Dukakis for the filthy harbor. It was a big kind of story at the time, but through the founding of Save the Harbor, through a series of lawsuits, we now have this wildly successful environmental turnaround story. We've got the Deer Island Sewage Treatment Plant, as I already mentioned, and you know, this has led to having some of the cleanest urban beaches in the United States. Right here in Boston. And that's why we do the Water Quality Report Card every year, mainly often to remind people of that success and to reassure folks that, hey, these places are on the tee, they're walkable in some cases, although, you know, maybe they're not so accessible with the red line coming down, but you know, hopefully that investment will pay off. You'll be
Right.
able to get back to Quincy and to JFK, you know, walk to your local beach. You don't have to go all the way up to all the way out to the Cape, fight that weekend traffic when you can visit Revere, visit Wollaston, visit South Boston. So yeah, and since that great success, we've really been bringing a lot of attention to programming and access to the beaches. And I know you had Maureen on earlier this week, and hopefully she talked about some of those events like Kids Fest coming up on August 11th. I know next weekend, on July 27th, there's a kiting caravan and expo on Wollaston Beach, which should be really exciting.
Right.
And then later in August, we've got Wellness by the Water and a South Asian beach drift party. So yeah, there's a lot to do.
I wonder if we could just bring up that report card for 1 minute, because the thing that startled me was that the most urban beaches, as you mentioned, in South Boston are the cleanest, and folks can see
Yeah.
that there. How you know, that seems counterintuitive, Chris, because it's the most densely populated, most industrial areas that are the cleanest. So how did that happen? What's the secret?
Oh, you know, the secret's just $200 million investment in
Oh,
removing
is
the
that all?
pipes from the beach. You know, that's all. So if
Okay.
you've got some couch change lying around, you know, maybe we can try to do that at more of our beaches. But
So
those
really,
beaches were closed every 3 days prior to that, though. They were the worst, so that's why
okay.
they got that extra focus.
Yeah, as we can see here, Pleasure Bay and City Point,
Mm-hmm.
100%, and the lowest is 97% back in 2018. So that's astounding.
Yeah, and I always like to caveat that a little bit. You know, the beaches are so clean, they only test them weekly. So if you get, you know,
Okay.
that's 8 or 9 tests, you get one test that maybe has a little bit of bird poop in it or something,
Yeah.
like it really throws that off. But again, that's why we look at the 6 year average. So, you
Sure.
know, I wish more of them said 100%, I think. But you know, we try to be true to the data.
Yeah, and it also raises a question: what's happening at Kings Beach up in Lynn? That's down at the lower end of the scale. So,
Oh gosh, if you want me to, that's probably a whole separate show. We can talk
okay.
about Kings Beach and Lynn, but it's got a very specific issue, and we are actively working on it. There was some Globe coverage recently about that. You can take a look into, but.
Okay, but you are working with them on that. So is that a state-run beach though, is that right?
It's actually the pipe that's actually a brook that was culverted into the sewer stormwater system 100 years ago and separated out again 20 years ago. Is right on the Swampscott-Lynn line. So half the beach is run by the town of Swampscott, half's run by the state of Massachusetts, and both are managed by the Lynn Water and Sewer Commission and Swampscott TBW. So it's really a pipe system. It's a pipe issue,
I see.
fixing pipes and disinfecting
Sure.
the water coming out onto the beach daily.
Another concern I know that Save the Harbor, Save the Bay has is the issue of sea level rise, right? And how that's going to affect these urban beaches, including Wollaston.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm glad you asked about that. We manage the Metropolitan Beaches Commission. We have some great Quincy folks who sit on that commission, like Karen O'Toole from the city, Rep. Tacky Chan, Senator Keenan. And we have turned our attention to looking at climate adaptations, like a lot of folks have, but really specifically about how the beaches, our recreational beaches, are going to be affected by this, right? We've spent $5 billion cleaning up the harbor. We've spent hundreds of millions of more taking care of these properties. These are economic drivers. They're recreational resources, mental and physical health. And we love them. We haven't gone to a single town yet that said, oh, forget about the beach. And that's what we're doing. We're coming to Quincy for an in-person workshop on August 5th at the Wollaston Yacht Club, 6 to 8 p.m. And we hope everybody who has any interest in this, whether you want to come learn about some of the tools and strategies for addressing the erosion and sea level rise on our beaches, or if you have specific stories to tell about your specific interaction, we're coming to learn from the community because we know Quincy's going to have a different impact and a different path forward than Nantasket or Lynn or Revere. And we really are going to be wanting to learn about that, use the resources that are out there to try to map out a plan at least, so that we can hopefully not have to imagine a Bay State without beaches.
Right. I mean, even now, in some of the extreme high tides, without storms, we see some spillover over the seawall. You add a winter storm or a nor'easter to that, and you've got some pretty major flooding. So, do you anticipate higher seawalls or things of that nature?
That's exactly the question we're asking. That's certainly one of the tools that's out there, whether we're going to go with engineering and great hard infrastructure. Obviously, that's really important in some strategies, or look towards more nature-based solutions that can soak up some of the water, so direct that water in certain directions. We're trying to come in without a lot of preconceived notions, really trying to, again, hear from the community first off. We'll then be coming back around with a lot more clear guidance, and we'll be following up with some remote workshops as well for folks who aren't able to make it down in person.
Okay, so again, that's August 5th, 6 to 8
August
p.m.
5th, Wollaston Yacht Club, and then later in August we'll have some Zoom stuff.
Okay, very good. And that's open to anybody, Chris?
That is open to the public. We want to see a lot of people turn out for that.
Okay,
The more the better.
sure.
We'll have dinner. We're serving dinner.
A little enticement to get folks to come out.
Yes, exactly.
So we can talk a little bit about the Better Beaches program from Save the Harbor, Save the Bay, and what that's all about.
Yeah, once again, the Shamrock Splash, which we do in March, and Friends of Wollaston Beach really shows up for that. We raise about $50,000 there. The state invests a couple hundred thousand, going on 15 years now, and we support over 200 free events and programs around the region, including on Wollaston Beach. We talked about some of those already. The next one coming up is this kiting caravan and expo, which I'll probably try to make. That sounds pretty interesting to me. I'm going to try to make it down. And of course, folks are very familiar with Kids Fest, which Maureen does a great job of, August 11th. And yeah, but if you want to venture beyond the borders of Quincy, there's stuff almost every day of the summer on one of the public beaches, whether that's Nantasket. Actually, as soon as we wrap up here, I'm going down to Kings Beach myself, where they are doing epically large mandalas in the sand, getting some drone photos. It's an interactive geographic art prod installation that's going on right now.
For us novices, what's a mandala, Chris?
those like those Buddhist patterns. So it's like kind of this like fractal kind of, you take some rakes and you do these large scale raking patterns in the sand. So when you stand up on the seawall or you send a drone up or something, it's gonna look like this art from the air.
Okay, very good. And speaking of art, the big sandcastle ceremony going on up at Revere Beach, right?
This weekend, I don't
Yes.
actually even know what the theme is this year. Last year was King Kong. I hope it's something as equally as exciting this year.
Okay. Does each beach have, like we do here in Quincy, a friends group, a friends of, Tinian Beach, or friends of City Point Beach?
Most of them, not
Okay.
all, but there is. If not a straight up friends group, there are organizations. We got Friends of Linen to Hunt Beach, Friends of Winthrop Beach, Friends of Wollaston Beach, Friends of Nantasket Beach. Yeah, a lot of them do have
Okay.
that. But the places that don't have friends groups have really invested. Youth organizations, nonprofits, we have over 80 grantees this year.
Sure. Are there volunteer opportunities with Save the Harbor, Save the Bay?
Absolutely. We do about 20 beach cleanups a year. We come down to Quincy. We've been at Squatom Point Park. And you can check our website for the upcoming ones. Usually summer's a little slower on that because we're
Sure.
doing the programming, but spring and fall, that's what it's time to wake the beaches up and put them back to bed.
Right, yeah, no, Coast Sweep is a major event here in
Yeah.
Quincy. We've got the Cleaner, Greener Quincy cleanup in the springtime.
Oh,
So
yeah.
there's lots of focus on that. Have you worked, or your group, have you worked with the new DCR commissioner, Brian Arrigo?
Oh my gosh, I don't want to sound like I'm too much of a fan, but Commissioner Arrigo has been just remarkable.
Is that right?
He's formerly the mayor of Revere,
Right.
and we were really excited to hear about his appointment. He's gets the beaches, he understands, and he's very proactive. He's very motivated. He shows up. I've seen him more than my own family sometimes, I think. I go to an event and he's there. He responds to outreach and questions. We put out this report last year called Breaking Barriers, trying to identify ways to improve access and equity, especially along the lines of race, language, and physical ability. And some folks may have seen this, but just in the last 2 or 3 weeks, again, a recommendation we put out last year, we'd been talking about for years, he jumped right on it, led his staff, and we now have multilingual signage at every single state beach in the metropolitan region. It's a symbolic gesture. It's also a practical measure to sort of say, you're welcome here. We know that for a fact, we know that we all pay for these resources, but when we surveyed 250 pieces of signage information 4 years ago, only four of them had a non-English language on them.
Wow.
So we started with this, just telling folks, welcome. When you get there, you're going to see, if not your language or your alphabet, you're at least going to see a diversity of characters and styles and languages. That's going to just tell you, like, oh, I can come here. For those who don't know, a lot of folks we find still don't even trust the water quality, which is why we do the report card. And then to know that you can come down there and use that. And then they're following that up with QR codes with more practical information about tides and lifeguards and things like that. So they're really proactive, and it's been really great working with Commissioner Arrigo.
Very good. Speaking of accessibility, you just reminded me that when Maureen Mazrimas was here earlier this week, she said Wollaston Beach needs a Mobi mat to help folks in wheelchairs access the beach.
Yeah, we are doing our best there. We're talking to the Universal Access Program at DCR and trying to identify places like Wollaston and what if there's a barrier to getting a mobility map, for example, what that is, whether it's something Save the Harbor can support. It really we do see it as our job as the manager of the Metropolitan Beaches Commission to respond to those requests and facilitate that effort.
Sure. Very good. Anything else we should let folks know about right now, Chris, about Save the Harbor, Save the Bay, or Wollaston Beach in particular?
Gosh, August 5th, climate workshop at Wollaston Yacht Club.
Okay.
Be there.
You don't have to sign up or anything, just show up that night.
You can sign up, but yeah, just show up. Don't worry if you didn't sign up.
Okay.
Although, if you sign up, we'll know how much food to order.
That's right. All right. Hey, appreciate the update. Good to talk to you and have fun on the beach.
Thanks so much, Joe. Good to see you.
You're very welcome.